This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Understanding CBD with Max and Steven. Here's your host, Gary Stein.
We're not going anywhere, right, guys?
No.
We're here.
Talking about, yeah, of course we're not going anywhere. We're
2 here. O'clock on Sunday,
this
right, Max?
This is my favorite place.
Sunday.
Doesn't this make
my only appointment during the week.
Seriously, doesn't this give you, like, there is something normal still in the world, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're all, look, let's be honest.
We're all far from normal.
Yeah, we're all far from normal.
This is my job, I say now.
But this is good. This is what we do on Sunday. We get here about 1:30 in the afternoon, all three of us. We, you know, schmooze around, you know, kind of lie to each other for about 15 minutes or so. Then we head on in here. We see Vern or Noah. Hopefully he's doing okay. Mm-hmm. And then we do our thing for an hour and, like, you know, things melt away a little
bit.
Almost
normal. Almost normal.
I really do love it. Hey, Understanding CBD with Gary Stein, Steven Wallman, Max Sobel. Did I get him right this time?
You did. Congratulations.
Only 8 weeks
week
in. And this is your show for Understanding CBD, and we'll be here for the next hour until 3 o'clock this afternoon and then for the next 5 weeks as well, and then we'll see what happens after that. Our phone number here is 410-922-6680. Again, the number 410-922-6680. You can always reach Max and Steven at this number, 443-743-2444. That's 443-743-2444. And, of course, I text the word hemp to the number 26786 for any questions you may have. 26786. All right. A couple things to talk about real quick here before we move on. What's coming up in the show? One of the things we like to do is talk about different areas where CBD may have an effect in your life. And we have a very interesting guest, Stephen, Rona Rosenbaum from the Parkinson's Association, who can kind of give us a little bit about what they do, number one, but also how CBD can help people who unfortunately may be suffering from Parkinson's.
Yeah, Rona runs a great organization in Maryland and helps out those that are suffering from a lot of the symptoms of Parkinson's and living with it. So she's going to be a great guest. We're excited to have her on.
Yeah, can't wait. Talk to her a little bit during the week, and I'm sure it's going to be helpful for a lot of people out there. And so we'll have her on at about 2:15, 2:20 this afternoon. Max, some other big news to talk about. We'll toss out our trivia question in a minute. But you got a birthday coming up on a very interesting date. That it's also coming up.
4:20 tomorrow.
How did you work this out?
I negotiated ahead of time, you know?
You had foresight.
I had foresight.
So your birthday's tomorrow.
My birthday's tomorrow.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. You're not really supposed to wish somebody a birthday, you know,
before. I know.
But, you know,
yeah. Happy
pending. Some people are superstitious
some
like
people
that.
Are superstitious.
Very superstitious.
Are you superstitious, Gary?
Actually, I'm not. No.
You're not?
No.
Me either.
You?
No.
No, Max?
No.
Not really. I mean, my mom wants me to be, but, you know.
Right. I know a lot of people that are superstitious.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear about it all the time. It's hard to completely disregard it.
No, of course.
Because, you know, you never know. But, you know, I don't know.
I mean, I know a lot of sports fans who are superstitious.
Yeah, like the guys that don't wash their socks. And
right,
stuff.
And
yeah.
They have to sit in the same seat or smoke, you know, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
You know, they got to do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
So you're going to be, what, 39, 29?
I'll be 47.
Okay, 47. Yeah. Really, 47.
Yeah.
You look pretty good for 47.
Thanks, brother. I
think it's the CBD.
It's got to be
That's
the CBD.
That's more Gary's lying.
Yeah.
Well, I think I've used that before.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, other things to talk about. You had something interesting, which we'll talk about in a second, but I do want to put it out there. You know, now that we're homebound for a while, for the foreseeable future, whatever, we notice things that happen to us while we're homebound. You know, maybe our TV viewing habits or our eating patterns or whatever. And you had mentioned something interesting, Stephen, about cravings. You know, now that we're home, we're constantly looking at the refrigerator, opening up the doors. What's
absolutely.
To eat? Things that we wouldn't normally do if we were out in the world doing our thing. And you had an interesting...
I did. And, well, some of the funniest things, just for a second, when you see the pictures or memes on Facebook that people send out of, like, what's going to happen when they actually... let us finally out of the house. No one's going to fit in their clothes. And everyone's going to be 10 times the size. It's hilarious. But cravings are real. You know, I used to have cravings for nicotine, alcohol, and so forth. But I use CBD for that. And the way I use it, and I use our extract, obviously, a few drops under my tongue. And I use it. I do regularly take it a few times a day just to keep it in my system. To feed my endocannabinoid system. But when I do have a craving, I just put one or two drops underneath my tongue, take a breath for a few minutes, and it really helps with cravings. It's unbelievable. I mean, I do an intermittent fasting schedule where I have a limited window of when I'll eat, and that adjusts. But if it gets closer to that time where it's not time for me to eat, but I have a craving, a few drops under the tongue, it works every time.
So when you do the intermittent fasting, how long are you fasting for?
Well, let's say I stop eating around 8 o'clock and I'll eat after 12 or 1 o'clock. Right, it depends. So it adjusts.
It's about a 16-hour window there.
Yes.
Okay.
We do it at home, too. And we affectionately refer to it as the you don't eat while you sleep diet. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Right, because 8 hours or whatever of that time. Right. Now, but will you drink coffee in the... In the
yeah, there's certain
like, what,
calorie,
35 calories or
yeah,
something?
There's certain calorie limitations. I do drink coffee. I drink mushroom extracted tea. Mm-hmm. I do take vitamins and supplements. I take that in the morning. And CBD I use as well in the morning as part of my routine for nutrients and supplements.
So your window to eat, basically, though, is between noon, let's say, and 8 p.m.
Yeah.
You give yourself an 8-hour window a day to eat.
Yeah.
Right.
And a lot of times it's a little smaller than that, but I don't make it any larger than that.
Mm-hmm. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Again, 410-922-6680, Understanding CBD with Max and Steven. Now, Max, he's talking about intermittent fasting and cravings. Mm-hmm. We had a conversation about anxiety. I'm sure a lot of people are, you know, again, homebound, thinking about things that they would never ordinarily have thought about before,
right.
What the future is, what my future is, what my financial future is, do I have a job, do I not have a job, etc. Mm-hmm. CBD and anxiety, that seems to be a natural fit here.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely natural fit. There's no question. I mean, I use CBD daily. I've never been an anxious person, but, you know, at the same time, I think that it does actually calm me down a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening, under the tongue, about a quarter dropper, we usually say. My wife uses it as well. Vicky uses it. It helps. It helps ease the mind. It helps you. It helps calm your mind. It's a lot safer than some of the other stuff that's out there. Why not try a natural product?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, a lot of our customers specifically use it for. And they notice a difference when they don't.
So I had an interesting experience also with it this past week. I think we talked about it maybe a little bit last week or a couple of weeks ago. I mentioned that I had a friend who had a little bit of a back issue, a mm-hmm. lower back issue, and was looking for whatever, a way to figure it out, you know. And so he had asked me about CBD and like would, you know, the topical solution, would that help on the lower back? Mm-hmm. Well, in fact, it did help him in the lower back. And I actually
Imagine that.
Developed a lower back situation. You know, I mean, look, I'm 58 years old. It's going to happen, right?
Wow, you look great for 58.
Yeah, man.
You too?
Jeez.
Wow, thank you. Okay. Man. Hey, that means I'm 11 years older than you.
Yeah, but you know, it's like the fountain of youth in here, apparently. We all walk in and we look fantastic, you know what I mean?
Because
it's either
dark.
That or the lighting.
It's dark.
I'm in glasses. I don't know about all you.
Anyway, so I had a little bit of a little back issue this week, and I said, you know what? Because the CBD that I got from you guys, I said, mm-hmm. I'm going to try it.
Good.
And that's exactly what I did. And I want to tell you something. It didn't work like instantly.
Okay.
It didn't uh-huh. work like within 30 seconds, but literally within about 10 minutes,
uh-huh.
okay? So when you have lower back, like you can't move your legs as high.
Is it like a low? What's it feel like on your back? What's the pain? Is it like a sharp pain? Is it a muscle soreness?
No, it's definitely a muscle soreness. And this took away the muscle soreness. Okay. Yeah. And I was able, like, I got much more limber. I was able to lift my leg higher, like my knee to my face. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We should do a show together. I'm just saying.
People
you know,
need to hear this story, Gary. We need to tell more people.
How can we get
unplanned.
On the air?
I don't
That's
know.
What I'm worried about.
That was unplanned. We didn't expect to hear that story, Gary. So
no,
thank
so
you.
But my point is that here we are, three guys. Okay, now granted, we know each other.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but none of this was prepared.
None.
You had the anxiety thing. You had the intermittent fasting cravings thing. I had the lower back thing, and it just goes to show you, you know, that if you're not a believer,
uh-huh.
or if you don't just, you know, you're closing your mind to trying something, give it a shot.
What do you have to lose?
And that's what I always say. If you have, and a lot of people don't realize they have certain conditions until they take away something that might be harmful. Like when you stop drinking, you realize you may have anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, like when I stopped smoking cigarettes, all of a sudden I realized my anxiety. For me, it was surprising, but you know, we all have these shadow things in our behaviors we can't always notice.
When we're not able to go out and sell and do the shows and things that we do, I mean, that gives you anxiety.
Tremendous.
I wake up in the morning thinking about how am I going to make a living, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's where this helps.
410-922-6680 is the number. We're going to hopefully join Rona Rosenbaum from the Parkinson's Association in just a few minutes. But before we do, and before we go to break, let's give out the trivia question, as we always do. Have our fans or our listeners mull it over, and we'll see what comes back.
All right, that sounds good. Now, I mentioned it earlier, and this word is mentioned a lot on the show. It's, what is the endocannabinoid system?
What is the endocannabinoid system?
Okay.
What
so
is?
So that's the trivia question. If you need to Google it, you can do that. Okay.
Well, yeah,
can...
there's no rules. It's open book, just like college nowadays.
Mm-hmm. And you had said that is it defined in the Max and Stevens website?
I don't know. If I tell you that, do I give people
no hints yet? No hints yet.
Okay, gotcha.
We'll see what they come up with.
The answer is maybe.
What's
Let's
the prize?
See who's listening.
What's
Let's
the,
see.
What's the prize?
Shirt.
Well, you know, I did wear my Max and Stevens baseball cap today.
Yeah,
so let's do a baseball hat. It's a one size fits all. So
yeah, it's a slick hat.
Gary, do you want to describe the hat?
Yeah, I do. I'll do the play by play. It's a black hat. It's got white lettering, nice script, the Max and Stevens script. And also on the side of the bill, it's got the word in nice script again, premium hemp extracts on the side of the bill. And in the back of the cap, where you fit it, it has the words heard of CBD? Question mark. All in white type, nice script, well done. It's got the American flag
That's
in the
right.
back.
American flag.
That's I
right.
love it.
Yes.
We
Thank
are
you.
Proud Americans. So.
Whose idea was that?
It's both of ours.
That's all right. That was important to us.
Classy.
Our products are made in America. It's important for us to support American farmers.
American businesses. American consumers.
Local small businesses. That's what we are and that's what we support. I know there's a lot of talk about supporting your small businesses and we've been doing it forever and it's what we believe in.
And we won't compromise on that.
Never.
That's a real nice looking hat.
Thank you.
All right. Again, the trivia question.
What is the endocannabinoid system?
410-922-6680 is the number. Mull that over. The Max and Stevens cap is on the docket. We'll take a timeout, and when we return, Rona Rosenbaum will join us, talk a little bit about Parkinson's, things that you need to know, back after this.
And now more of Understanding CBD with Max and Steven on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Gary Stein.
Back at you here on a beautiful Sunday afternoon in Baltimore, Maryland. Gary Stein along with Stephen Wallman and Max Sobel.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Understanding CBD is the show. We will join our guests in just a moment, but the trivia question that is out there needs to be answered. Max, go ahead and give the trivia question again.
What is the endocannabinoid system, please?
And the prize is this beautiful Max and Stevens baseball hat that Steve Wallman is wearing today. Let's go to Karen in Baltimore, who may have an answer to this trivia question. Karen, welcome in. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. What's your answer to the trivia question?
The molecular system responsible for regulating and balancing the different processes in the body, including the immune response and communication between the cells, your appetite, metabolism, and memory.
You are the winner.
Wow, yes. Great answer, Karen.
Fantastic answer,
so,
Karen.
So
Thank
wait,
you.
Karen, but did you know that or did you look it up?
I needed some help.
You needed some help. Okay.
Where did you get that from?
But you said that was allowed.
Yeah, it is allowed, Karen. It is completely allowed. Thank you for that answer. Where did you get the answer from? Just curious.
Google.
All right.
All right.
Fantastic,
well,
Karen. So, we appreciate that. So that is what the endocannabinoid system. Did you know before you Googled it, Karen? Or
well, I thought it might have to do with your cells and your metabolism, but I wasn't positive.
Right. Well, you're right. And the endocannabinoid system does help the body maintain homeostasis. And the experts say. That every function and system in your body has a connection through this endocannabinoid system. So it's a major role in your life.
Karen, just out of curiosity, have you ever tried CBD or have you ever heard about it before listening to this show?
I've heard about it and that's why I started listening to the show. So I have an interest.
Okay. Well, hopefully you'll partake and I think you'll see the benefits of it.
Yeah, and thank you for calling in. We will get you a Max and Stevens baseball hat in the mail today. You'll stay online. Vern will give you the address.
And Karen, also visit our website, www.maxandstevens.com. There's a whole FAQ section there if you have other questions or if you want to learn a little bit more about it.
And we'll send you a special discount as well in the package.
Thanks.
Okay, Karen. Thank you,
Karen.
And hold on. Thank you so much. All right. Our number, 410-922-6680. Again, the number, 410-922-6680. The direct line to Max and Stephen, 443-743-2444 is their number, and they're available at that number 24 hours a day. Okay, without further ado, every week we like to have a guest on that can really help the community, help the wellness community. They may be a doctor. They may be a nurse practitioner we've had on. Today, we also want to do the same thing, and we're inviting on Rona Rosenbaum, the president and chairman of the board of the Maryland Association for Parkinson's Support. And Rona, first of all, welcome in, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It's great to be with you. And it's great to hear from Karen. I wonder if this is the Karen who's on our board. It sounds just like her, and she is absolutely wonderful.
Well, that is possible. Yeah, we're going to get down her information, so we'll be able to let you know. But, Rona, we wanted to have you on today, and I know you've already, you know, you've talked to Stephen. You know, there are, unfortunately, a lot of people out there who suffer from Parkinson's and the families of people who suffer from Parkinson's. So just talk to us a little bit about what you do and, you know, and the conversation will kind of take off from there.
Delighted to do that. The Maryland Association for Parkinson's Support, which we call MAPS for short, it's easier just to say MAPS, is a five-year-old grassroots organization. We started it actually 6 years ago when I found out that there was no Parkinson's Association in the state of Maryland. It took us a year to get incorporated and get our 501c3 tax-exempt status. So we sponsored our first program 5 years ago.
Well, that's interesting, Ron. And a question, what made you focus on Parkinson's?
Well, my husband, as of now, is in his 25th year of Parkinson's and is doing remarkably well. And he's been doing this well, I think, really, because from day one, he felt it was really important to do vigorous exercise.
Rona, let me ask you, is it unusual for somebody to, you know, have it for 25 years?
I don't know. I think people can have it for any number of years.
Mm-hmm.
I've not done a study for the range of years of Parkinson's.
Now, for those that don't know Parkinson's or what it does to the body, maybe you can take a minute to describe that.
It does all kinds of things to the body. You will notice most people think that Parkinson's is tremors. They picture people shaking.
Right. There's a few famous people that have had Parkinson's that, was it Michael J. Fox?
Michael J. Fox, right. Mm-hmm.
And that they think of the tremors.
Okay, but Michael J. Fox also has something called dyskinesias. These are involuntary movements that are not necessarily tremors, but I think when Michael J. Fox talks, you notice his head moves.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Hi, Rona. This is Max. How are you?
Good.
Rona, question for you. What are some of the ways that your husband, how does your husband treat his condition?
He treats it primarily with a lot of exercise. He does rock steady boxing, which has been made for exercise. He takes voice lessons because the voice of people with Parkinson's gets softer and softer, and unless they really work at it, they get down to just a whisper, because after all, the vocal cords are muscles, and they're affected the same way all the other muscles are with Parkinson's.
So it infects their muscles, so you were saying the tremors. What other symptoms are there? What else happens with the body? Is it, and you mentioned the voice?
The voice. You'll notice that people with Parkinson's are often stooped over. They often walk with a funny gait. They often have problems with small motor coordination. Handwriting gets minuscule. With my husband, he's a doctor. He's a retired doctor. So his handwriting to begin with was
right. Yeah.
And Parkinson's has only made it, well,
didn't help that.
Did not help that at all. People with Parkinson's often lose all sense of smell, so that eating becomes a problem, because after all, part of the joy of eating is the odor of what you're eating.
Sure.
Sure.
We're talking to Rona Rosenbaum, the president and chairman of the board of MAPS, the Maryland Association for Parkinson's Support, and she's joining us here on Understanding CBD at WCBM. Rona, if I could, what would be some telltale signs, like if you don't know if you have it or the early onset? How can you, like, what could happen to your body that you think you may want to get it checked out?
If you lose your sense of smell, if you have insomnia a lot, if you have serious bowel problems, you find that you're dragging a leg, if you find you're having small motor coordination problems, there is a list of things which unfortunately is not on the top of my head right now.
Now, who would diagnose this? So if you have some of those symptoms, do you go to your general practitioner for that, or is there a specific focus of study that you will go to help get this diagnosed?
There are neurologists who specialize in Parkinson's disease and motor disorders, and they're the people who really understand the disease, how to diagnose it, and how to treat it. Unfortunately, many doctors misdiagnose it, many general doctors. They just misdiagnose it and think that, well, we hear stories of people who have gone to their doctors and have been told, well, yeah, your back hurts and your leg is a little bit of a problem. It doesn't move quite right, but after all, look how old you are, and you have to expect these things. And it isn't until symptoms get much worse that people then get to the Parkinson's disease physician and get diagnosed and get treated properly.
And then what about medications for that, Rona? Are there a lot of medications or common medications that people take in those situations?
The common medication is carbidopa/levodopa, which goes by the brand name of Sinemet.
And I'm assuming there's some side effects with it, potentially?
There's side effects to everything.
Yeah. Well, I'm asking for a reason.
That's the main drug, and then there are a whole host of other drugs that go along with it, depending on what the various symptoms are.
So then the obvious question, Rona, becomes, what's your experience with CBD and Parkinson's? Could it help?
It seems to. One of the groups that MAP sponsors is a caregiver support group. This is a group that meets once a month, although right now we're meeting weekly, virtually. It is not a complaining group. It is a group of people who help each other. We discuss things that work and things that may not work in dealing with Parkinson's disease. And there has been a lot of interest in CBD. There have been several people who have said that it really helps with restless leg syndrome. Those folks use drops, I believe. There are people who say it really, really helps with the dyskinesias, with these involuntary motor movements. There are others who say it really has a great calming influence and helps with some of the agitation that can be part of Parkinson's, and also helps a lot of people fall asleep.
What about any potential side effects? Are there?
I've not heard of any. All I've heard is for a few people, they said, well, they tried it and it didn't work. So then the questions that came up after that were, for how long did you try it? With whom were you working at the dispensary? Which dispensary were you using? And perhaps you were not being given the right dose.
And that's common. We hear that a lot because people try different products. They're looking for relief. It's all about how much relief you're expecting and how you're willing to use the product.
Yeah, and dealing with a lot of these side effects and conditions from Parkinson's, can be aided and assisted by feeding the endocannabinoid system, which is relevant here with our hemp extract. And one of the things that is also great